Billionaire Bill Gates used to watch these history DVDs during his morning workout. They're called the Big History Project. It's a method that tells history by weaving together biology, chemistry, and other fields. Bill Gates loved the DVDs so much that he wanted to bring the Big History Project into K-12 classrooms. And now that model is used in 1,200 schools around the world. Sandra Stotsky developed the history standards in Massachusetts and is a professor emerita of education reform at the University of Arkansas. She says when people like Bill Gates get involved in shaping education, we should be skeptical.
One should ask questions about the range of academic experts that he might be drawing on. And so far, it's very difficult for me to find out if there was any range at all and what experts he drew on from geology, astronomy, and even from history itself. I can't tell. So it's not clear that we should necessarily be adopting something simply because someone's got a lot of money to spend and claims to have some good ideas, which we really have no independent evidence of.
If you were talking to someone at a school district that was considering adopting Big History for their curriculum, what questions would you suggest they ask?
Have you allowed the local school boards and parents to have a look at this Big History material? Because it's not something that should be just adopted by school administrators. It's not just a method of teaching. It's actually content, and we've got to look at what that content is.
Well, there's some good questions to ask about adopting Big History, but do we have a good evaluation of what history courses do work? Do we know what works well in when it comes to teaching history?
We, frankly, have very little information on what works well, almost in any area. I have been an academic researcher most of my professional life, and there are only a few things for which we have solid bodies of research and evidence for. Teachers, for example, have to know the subject they're teaching, and we know that the subject of history may have among, in general, the largest core of semi-qualified or unqualified, academically speaking, teachers teaching it. So it's not clear that we've got the conditions in the schools for anything called Big History if we don't have teachers who actually have had strong history majors or strong political science majors and can present this material and have strong science backgrounds, since there's such a huge amount of science in the Big History Project.
What place do you think Bill Gates has in shaping education?
Well, he's had a very outsized role that we know of, and a growing number of parents across the country, as well as teachers and others, are becoming concerned about the role of people who have a lot of money to spend and think that they have expertise in an area in which they've had no experience. I would tend to respect what he has to say in technology. I don't know that his ideas about curriculum and instruction and standards and assessments are what I would want just to have his ideas on alone.
That's Sandra Stotsky, Professor Emerita of Education Reform at the University of Arkansas. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.